We now are very happy to welcome to our Minuteman Press guest line, actress and author Sharon Gless. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are really, really glad to be able to catch up with you. A lot of people probably recognized the name and went, where do I recognize that name from? And most noticeable is Cagney and Lacey, which was on TV back in the early 80s, if I recall correctly.
All through the 80s.
It was a great show. And it was one of those first, in its day, it was groundbreaking, simply because yes. It broke the mold of, oh, you had to be a guy to be a PI kind of thing. And so I think that was part of its popularity. And there was some pretty good writing and some pretty good acting. And it kind of showed, women in a new light, which was then.
Well, it was the first television series to star two women in a drama. And it was groundbreaking in that, just for that alone. Mm-hmm. We dealt with issues that had never been dealt with before. Abortion, alcohol, cancer, sexual abuse in the workplace. Like people just thought it up. No, we were dealing with those subject matters in the 80s. First time on television, Lacey's character hands her son a condom when he's 16 for his first date. You'd never seen anything like that. Some shows wouldn't put us on their affiliate stations.
Yeah.
Wouldn't air us.
Well, and that's the case with many groundbreaking shows that had been on television over the decades. But I look back at it with great fondness. I thought it was a fabulous show, I know a lot of people did. And I'm hoping it's still – I'm guessing these days it probably shows up on MeTV or Antenna TVs or some of those other off networks now.
It's still on television in one of those,
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you wrote, and you certainly have a lot to write about. You've written your memoirs. I just said before you joined us here, do I get to write my memoirs? I guess probably in another 10 years maybe or something like that. Everybody's got one book in them, it is said. Your book officially comes out tomorrow. Apparently There Were Complaints, which I thought was an interesting title.
The title came before the book.
Is that kind of due to some of the things that you found yourself in the middle of? As I kind of read through the first chapter, there's a lot of surprises right in the first chapter. People tend to think they know actors and actresses because they've watched the series. And so often the characters they play are nothing like the person in real life. And that was kind of you and Christine Cagney, wasn't it?
Yes. There were some aspects of Cagney,
sure.
And her energy and stuff, but Cagney was very selfish. She was very ambitious. There was one aspect that I dealt with on the show that I didn't realize was a disease of my own. Cagney was the first alcoholic on television, mm-hmm. The first lead in the series to have that disease. And as it turns out, after I finished the series, I ended up in rehab myself.
Could happen to anybody.
There's this, absolutely. There's some, mm-hmm. It's our family disease. But when I was playing all those scenes of Cagney's, because they were very rough scenes. No lead in the series had ever dealt with a serious problem like that. And it was very brave for us to do it. But I didn't realize when I was doing those scenes that I had the problem myself.
that's one of those stranger than fiction kind of stories. When you were growing up, Was acting something you always wanted to do?
Yes, it is. But I didn't admit it. I think around six, I got the bug. But I didn't admit it really out loud until I was 26 years old. And I believed so dearly that I would not fail because I worked behind the camera. I worked as a production secretary, and I used to read with actresses.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, gosh, I was good in that reading, and I made out her paycheck, and I said, wait a minute, why am I so afraid? And within a year, believe it or not, I think sometimes when you want something so badly and you believe in yourself, it becomes your dream, it happens. Within a year, I was under contract to the biggest television studio in the world.
And they would then, under those contracts, they would then just kind of call you up and say, hey, we need you over here for this role. And they kind of just bounced you all around to get started, right?
I played many different roles.
Exactly.
Many different parts. Every television show they had, I had to go read for. Contract players didn't automatically get parts. But I'd read for them, and the producers all knew, let's give the contract players a break. So I was on almost every television show they made in those days. And I was only being paid $186 a week. That's what contract players started out with. And do you know what, Tim? I'd have paid them.
I'm sure.
I was so happy.
So when we go through the book, you didn't have necessarily one of these bold, brash childhoods where you were out there, leader of the pack, whatever, it doesn't seem.
I was an athlete, but no, I wasn't.
So you weren't necessarily a groundbreaker as a kid.
Mm-mm.
So
I did. I was told I was a late bloomer, but I towed the mark. I did as I was told.
Well, there's a lot of these facts that come out in the book, and what would you say is probably one of the biggest parts of the book, without being a total spoiler here, what do you think people will be the most surprised about in the book?
My bout with alcoholism, do you think?
Perhaps.
There was a lot of scandal about it at the time, a lot of press about it, but I don't know the age of reviewers. The affair with my husband.
Mm-hmm. There's stuff, I mean, I always find it very bold when people who, you know, certainly have an image that you might want to protect are willing to come out there and say, you know what, I'm a regular person. I got regular problems. Despite what it may appear like on the screen, you know, we're all just dealing with our own lives as best we can. And that comes through very graciously, however, I think. And apparently there were complaints shared. I really congratulate you on the book. And
thank you, Jim.
It comes out tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow it goes on the stands, December 7th.
All right. We will look for it. We'll encourage people to get it. Sharon, a great pleasure to visit with you this morning here on WCLO.
Thank you, Tim. Merry Christmas, Madison.
Merry Christmas. Take care.